Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And welcome back once again, 8 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, this is the last day, by the way, to get your OptiVita products 10% off at the Power Mall. We want to let you know here, we've got this coffee mug. This has got Joyce Riley, our founder. And she was a surgical nurse, for those of you who didn't know that, captain in the Air Force, I believe. It says right here, knowledge is power. And you see the Constitution right there? She took the same oath I did to serve her country and against all enemies, protecting the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And, of course, the Power Hour infamous logo on the back. A $100 donation will get you one of these or better. You can donate $100, you can donate $1,000, doesn't matter. We'll send you this coffee mug absolutely free, and you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. God rest your soul. For those of you who are wanting to send donations, we're on Substack as well as going to thepowerhour.com and clicking on the support tab or sending us a snail mail donation to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And that's a good thing. And, you know, the Power Hour has a shopping mall called the Power Mall. Now, obviously, you can subscribe to the newsletters on both the Power Hour and the Power Mall simply by going there, clicking on the newsletter tab, where you can get news highlights and other information you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. Because that is the most important thing, because God gave you a sound mind, you need to keep it that way. I know a lot of people out there have said, your body's a temple. I hear you. And the thing is every day you get up and you pray that you have the opportunity to bless other people's lives. And it may be so simple. This is what I like about it. Like my contact with the clerk at the grocery store yesterday. It may be just as simple as saying hi with a smile at somebody, or saying, excuse me, or somebody looks like they're short and they're trying to reach the uppermost shelf of a grocery aisle and you're tall and you go over there and here, let me get that for you. Is this the right thing? Is this what you want? And then wait to make sure that it is what, when you hand it to her, that's what they want. And it's mostly women that, you know, shop. But on occasion, I'm seeing more and more men at the store these days shopping for themselves and their families. So, you know, I mean, even something that simple, because people have been societally locked up in their homes, in their minds, literally they think that, you know, the government is all that and that they've been brainwashed. I told my kid, I got a confession to make. I told my kids at one time that I wouldn't be mad if they didn't pledge allegiance to the flag. I said, if for some strange reason you don't want to put your hand on your heart and recite the Pledge of Allegiance, understand what that is. It's government school indoctrinating you to respect the flag. And it was all part of an educational format for allegiance to the country. So you would respect the federal government and not God. Understand that. Every country, if you look at The Hague and the Netherlands and all these places, they have flags like the UN from every country. They're all represented there. Each one of those flags represents a battle flag. War, war, and more war. Now you can say, hey, I took the oath, the same thing as our veteran, Jeff in North Carolina, who's on the phone with us right now. Jeff, how you doing this morning? I took the oath, you did too.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for your service. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, thank you for yours, too. I just, you know, and I told my kids, I said, look, I'm not going to be mad. I mean, see, the thing is now I have very conservative children. My youngest daughter is a nurse. You know, I mean, we're looking at people who actually I'm not taking the jab. I'm not giving the jab. I mean, they put their foot down. They have grown up in the right way, I think, you know, and time experience has taught us a lot of things that we otherwise normally wouldn't be accustomed to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know what? You touch on such a good point there. You know, doesn't it? Can you imagine? I mean, I know it's got to make you just boil over and get sick, the stuff going on with the leadership in our country, what they're doing to this country. And can you imagine what this is doing to other veterans and people that, you know, and so many people have given their lives for this country, and to see the way our country is going here.
It's tearing them up, Jeff. It's tearing them up.
Yeah, I mean, every day it's just, you know, I know I'm married to a woman. Her brother is a retired master sergeant. I know other veterans around, and it just, oh my God, this stuff is just, the thing that gets me, Dave, is the amount of hatred for this country is just overwhelming. You know what I'm saying?
It's by design, Jeff. You and I both know it, and that's why every veteran in this country is stocking up and lock and load, baby. I mean, this is what they're doing. They know that something may come down, and then you hear stories like, why is the Senate getting all these sat phones? What do they know we don't know? And you start getting suspicious of their behavior. And now they voted, of course, to extend the debt ceiling. And here we go again with more borrowing of money just so we can keep the federal government alive while they send all of our sons and daughters out to war to kill them all. And, you know, this makes zero sense. Why we have to be the peacemaker in the world? Why can't we just mind our own business?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I know it's like we got our nose in so many other people's business in this world for what reason? It just, and then we're sticking our nose in this stuff, and we're not doing any good, you know. So it just really blows the mind.
Yeah, it does. You know, but the thing is that you being in the military and me being in the military, we see things from different perspectives, having served, that most of the America that hasn't served understands. We get that.
Well, that's exactly the truth. Well, hey, I want to ask you one quick question here, and I'll jump off here. I'm in Western North Carolina, Dave. I missed part of that the stuff you had on that was just on. What was that? Was that about homeschooling, and where are those women from or at?
Oh, I'm happy to accommodate your question there, Jeff. They're in Selma, North Carolina, and their website, they have an open house on June 24th, 2023. They're two citizen moms. We've had them on the show before, and we had them on there when they were protesting what was going on with these COVID injections and mandates and the tyrannical crises we were facing from our government that was out there mandating every little thing and his brother. The two citizen moms are Mindy Sportsman and Tara Niebau, and they have formed a 501c3 corporation called the Foundations Homeschool Resource Center. And Restoring the Foundations is their motto. Their website is F as in foundation, H and S as in homeschool, RC as in resource center.org, FHSRC.org. And, of course, they would love for it if you and your wife would show up at this open house on June 24th, if you can. Apparently, they're trying to start this all over the state of North Carolina because apparently, you know, we know how weird Asheville has gotten, almost as weird as Austin. And, you know, Asheville is so beautiful. I have been there and seen and done, and, you know, it's... You got the Biltmore. I mean, there's so many cool things about Western North Carolina besides the Blue Ridge Mountains that you really got to love to appreciate. So one of the things that, you know, I want to make sure is that you understand, Jeff, that they want to put this program into every county in North Carolina because we got to educate and change the minds of our kids one mind at a time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and the thing is, I have a my wife's daughter's daughter just graduated from kindergarten right up the road here. And so, what is it in particular that they're doing in North Carolina that is so bad? Just they're going, like you just said about Asheville, and they're going left right now on some things really bad.
Well, they're basically instituting God and into the equation about teaching the kids, like, you know, biblical principles, and at the same time putting curriculum out there. And again, we reiterate to those of you who are interested in this, and I don't care if you're out of state, I don't care if you're in Florida, Georgia, wherever in the Southeast you are, if you can travel to Selma, North Carolina, and visit with these two moms and get some inspiration, I certainly encourage you to do that. I mean, I've flown to Myrtle Beach and spoken before the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour on my own nickel. I mean, I think that people should be able to do this. And if you're really that interested in pursuing it, understand that they have a very godly agenda, and that the homeschool curriculum that they're going to be teaching kids is Christian-based, and that they're going to teach the truth and the right thing for these kids, including scripture, so that they understand that, you know, we're not in a situation that, you know, I mean, you saw what happened to Madeleine Murray O'Hare, and I'm not saying that, you know, it was right for them to be murdered by the guy, but see, here's the thing. God took his hedge of protection off of that woman after she got prayer taken out of the schools. So understand that this is exactly what they're trying to reinstitute, is prayer in your homeschool and a situation for your community to become more cohesive around groups like this. This is pretty much what they're up to. I love it. I love what they're doing.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, wait, my wife is writing down the website right now again. I didn't get it. Can you give me
the
website?
God bless her, man. Please? I'm glad. God bless her. You two are on the right track. I mean, I really appreciate the fact that you want to get involved. This is, I almost get teared up when I think about this, about people getting involved in their community. And see, the only way to do that is you got to reach out and be willing to bless others' lives. And if you make it available and people know that you're there and what you're doing, God will open doors. You know, it's always that biblical principle about ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. You just have the faith and you walk out on the Greek word pistis, which is believing. It's foundational believing that God talks about when he inspired men that were motivated by the Holy Spirit to come out and do the right thing. You know, come out and just say, look, I want to be a servant for the Lord. I want to bless other people's lives every day. And God will put those things in your path, and he won't make them so overburdensome that it's going to be an issue for you. The website address is F as in Frank, H as in hotel, S as in Sam, R as in Robert, C as in Charlie, .org, FHSRC, that's Foundations Homeschool Resource Center.org. That's the website. Their open house is on June 24th, 2023 in Selma, North Carolina. Mindy and Tara are the two citizen moms. You can connect with them on the website and get started way ahead of June 24th. I mean, here it is, the second day of June. That's what we're doing right here on this show. If you're listening to a rebroadcast of it, you'll know what date this took place. If you want to go to thepowerhour.com and listen to the archives of that conversation, you certainly can. We welcome you to do that. If you have internet access, you can just go to thepowerhour.com, click on the archives, which will be posted later today. And you can also see us on BitChute, on Rumble, on Brighteon. We're on all the back channels. And so you literally can dial it up through the Power Hour's website and click on the link, and it'll take you right there to the back channel connections once we get them posted. And you can listen to that interview again and listen to the intentions of these two lovely ladies who I call citizen moms. And they are, you know, dedicated to stopping. And that's what I love it. You know, they gave their lives to God, and this is what's important to realize. And they're not asking you, you know, it's not a, it, I mean, it is a 24/7 commitment, folks. I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it. You know, people, they get oppressed inside. They just, oh my God, I have to just turn my whole life over to God. Look, I go out every day with the intention of just trying to bless people's lives. It doesn't matter how. I start with the 2 hours in the morning. And I had to pray about this for 2 months before I said, yes, I'll take it. I'll do this. I had to pray and pray and pray, and that God, I say the right thing at the right time to the right person to make the right difference. Because, I mean, that's what this is all about. Jeff, I know you agree with that.
But I wanted to say this, brother. That's such a good word. And I'll tell you something. I just thought about this when you were talking earlier about how powerful a word, just one or two words, and how destructive one or two words can be at the same, at the other way. I mean, really is amazing, isn't it?
It is. You know that. I've just like pray for you and your brother. I pray for you every day that everything is going to work out for you and your wife and every move forward. I just bless that right now in the name of your son, Yeshua. Can I get an amen out there? Yeah.
Hey, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Got an awesome show, Dave, and I look forward to listening to you every morning, and I sure do appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you, and again, Jeff, thanks for your service. You see, we have people calling from all over the country, folks. They understand what's going on here. There's nothing wrong. If you're listening to us live between 7 and 9 a.m. Central, 8 to 10 Eastern, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We would love to hear from you and what your thoughts are on this. I want to touch base on the political scene because obviously now we're moving into an election year. And here's the thing. The Epoch Times has done an in-depth analysis on what the former President Trump has promised if he wins in 2024. If he's elected, he promised to end birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants. And, of course, he's made another range of other new policy proposals, that being 3 years from now. The U.S. is going to celebrate 250 years of American independence. And, of course, he wants to make that the best of all times. So they're going to form a task force known as the Salute to America 250 to hold anniversary celebrations across the U.S. between Memorial Day 2025 and July 4th, 2026. We're talking about 100 new U.S. attorneys building on patriotic themes that he used, establishing the 1776 Commission, trying to alter and dismiss the 1619 Project as it attempts to reframe the founding of America around slavery. You know, that little segment of our history came well after the Revolutionary War, okay? Well after the shot heard round the world. Ending birthright citizenship, death penalty for drug offenders. Yep, Trump wants to hand down the death penalty for some drug dealers and traffickers, arguing such of individuals are causing death and destruction, especially those dealing in fentanyl. Critical race theory. Trump has pledged to cut federal funding to schools that teach CRT. He wants to bring back parental rights into our schools. Okay, let's analyze, shall we? We just heard from two critical moms. Yeah, you may want to take away federal money, Mr. President, to schools that teach CRT, but you really think they care? They'll just tax their homeowners in their respective counties and states into oblivion. They'll just add more taxes on so they can pay for it themselves, so they can continue to brainwash your kids. We just talked about this with Mindy and Tara, did we not? Come on, let's analyze what is really going on here. If this is one of the things that Trump wants to do, you know, is to have this, you know, parental rights in our schools, in our public schools. If our public schools are already dysfunctional and we have a lot of left-wing screwed up teachers that are teaching our kids it's okay to go into the trans closet and dress up and identify as a girl if you're a boy, and a boy as a girl if you're just the opposite. Yeah, here, put the cincher on, put this binder on, do that, you know, yeah, come on, now what should we call you while you're here at school, and don't tell mommy. You see, when you hear stuff like that, your kids, man, this is why they started the Foundational Homeschool Resource Center. This is why they started it. because of this very thing that the president of the United States, our former President Trump, is talking about, keeping male transgender athletes out of girls' sports and bringing back parental rights into the schools. We already saw what happened in Virginia. Here's a guy's ninth grade daughter being raped in a bathroom by a trans kid who apparently did it already once. And when the parent comes to school to say, why are you covering this up? They arrest them. See, this is the stuff I'm talking about. And you want to, Mr. President, keep prolonging this garbage? I want to know what the federal government is going to do to usurp the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and reach into our school system and tell our local counties what they can and cannot do with the threat of, oh, we're just going to withhold your money. You know, see, if states would have thought about this in the first place and said, you know what, we don't need the federal government's money to exist here. The 10th Amendment says we can tell the feds where to take a hike. We don't need this. We can fund this stuff ourselves and do what's right. But has the states done that yet? No. See, we have certain states in the United States of America right now that actually espouse and promote homeschooling. And see, what is it that critical race theory wants to achieve? Think about it now, and you'll get what Mindy and Tara are doing with the homeschool group, all right? Understand what the CRT and the public schools are trying to do. Number one, break up the family unit. If I can't stress that enough, this is exactly what they're doing. They want kids to come home and start stuff. And I'm being nice about my wording here when I use the word stuff. You can substitute your own expletive. I know you already have. They come home and they start a fight with the parents. And they act out things that parents who are clueless to what is going on in their schools and dump kids off thinking, don't worry, I'm just going to dump them off. Let the federal government take care of them and brainwash them and do whatever. They're going to want to go to school. They're going to want to get a degree and a useless degree. Hey, Mom, I decided I wanted to go into forestry. Remember that? How useful is that? I want to go into art, really. So you can, like, blow ink through a straw and make these little portraits you can sell and paintings you can sell, like Hunter Biden is right now, to get access to his daddy. That's what I think he's doing. If you disagree, you're welcome to call us up and let me know. We are live from 7 to 9 a.m. Central, 8 to 10 Eastern. You can pick up the phone, 844-769-2944, Monday through Friday, and connect and let us know what you're thinking. Not only that, he's going to pardon the J6. Now, here's the thing. Very early on in the presidency, he's going to pardon everybody, a range of individuals who are convicted and sentenced in connection to the incident. Well, I expected that that was going to take place, and rightly so. They were entrapped. We all know it was a trap. And if you bought into this stuff, I'm sorry. I hope you pardon the QAnon shaman as well, Mr. President. He was a naval serviceman. I hope you pardon him too. He already served his time, but he needs to get on with his life. I guarantee you that these people will not make the same mistake again. The ones that have been in the DC gulag, if they're released and pardoned, they will not make that same mistake again. They wanted you to do this. They wanted you to protest. They wanted you to breach the Capitol so they could inflict this kind of damage on everybody, and the FBI could ramp up their tyrannical behavior on people they deemed domestic terrorists. It was an excuse to turn the tables of tyranny loose on us. We, the sheeple, who all went along with the demonization of all these people. You see, if you were one of those who sat in the backside of all of this and pointed a finger and went, ha, 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 your time is coming. You just wait. Tyranny is not discriminatory. Shall I say that again? You didn't catch it? Yeah. They don't care what political party you belong to. As long as you exist in these United States, you are a potential victim of tyranny. President Trump has also promised to have police departments around the U.S. implement the stop and frisk policy to detain and search civilians for contraband items and weapons. Okay, now, understand earlier in my conversation today when I talked about the left and the right extremes. Now I'm talking about right-wing extremism. You look at a cop wrong, and all of a sudden now you have the police state right at your front door. We're going to stop you on the street and frisk you and pat you down to see if you've got any drugs or guns. Yeah. You see where that right-wing side is going? A federal judge in 2013 has deemed the policy unconstitutional, and he wants to bring it up. He wants to bring it forward and make it a law. I don't think you can do it by executive order. I seriously don't. But you want to take that police state to the next level? You put stop and frisk out there and give the cops the right to just stop anybody and search them. And then what are they supposed to do? Have a nice day. Your Fourth Amendment rights have just, and it, what happens? What happens if you say, no, you're not going to search me? Click, click. There goes the handcuffs. Because the stop and frisk means also they can detain you. That means they can take you, throw you in the back of a squad car, and take you to jail and make your life more complicated. You see, that's the bad side of politics that I'm talking about here, folks. That's your right-wing extreme coming out. And here you have a president that said that's on his agenda. What do you think? That's why we have an open phone line, folks. If that scares the hell out of you, then you need to be on the phone calling me, telling me what you think about it. I'm telling you, this is a scary situation, folks. We've already said that we're living in a police state. If you're driving down the road right now, like I do every day, and there's a cop sitting there running radar every day, right around the corner from where I turn to go into town, there's a cop sitting right there because that's how they raise money. And every time he pulls somebody over, I go, dear God, I understand they might have been speeding. Says 35 zone, right? They might have been speeding, but now their insurance is going to go up, especially if they have more than three. And then see, not only that, but now they got your plate number. They know where you are. They know where you live. Yeah. And now they have a database. Well, we pulled you over before on this road. Guess you didn't learn the first time. Maybe you will now when you pay a $300 fine. You see, that's the sort of thing that police departments in these small communities do. And, you know, they're trying to enforce the law. But see, when to protect and serve turns into harass and oppress, that's a problem I have. That's why I have a problem with the stop and frisk policy. Whatever happened to probable cause? That's what I'm talking about. 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a break here for some words. And then we're going to open the phone lines again for those of you who want to call 844-769-2944 and have a discussion here on the Power Hour. If you are in Central or Eastern Time, 7 to 9 or 8 to 10 in the morning, we appreciate that. We will be back. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or other like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friends.
Power to the people.
God bless you and
power
God bless the United States of America, what's left of it.
Power to the people.
Welcome back, 32 minutes after the hour. Just to let you know, by the way, if you have not had a chance to send us a letter to try to get one of our satellite systems we're going to actually give away from Rick Satellites, USA.com, RickSatelliteUSA.com. That is the satellite system we're going to be giving away to one lucky listener thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. All you have to do is send us an email with a letter why you deserve to be one of those lucky recipients, support@thepowerhour.com, or send us a snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, and tell us your story. And Rick's going to be picking those out. And we're going to give another one away very shortly. So, you know, stay tuned. I mean, it's a blessing, really. I have one. You should, too. Anyway, aside from that, we were talking about some of the things that President Trump was talking about doing. The other thing that really, I kind of looked at this and went, this is a far-reaching proposal. Trump said he wanted to create a plan to come up with, quote, freedom cities on federal land. And wanted to hold a contest to design 10 new cities built around the hives of industry. He said the initiative would be a quantum leap in the American standard of living. Well, these back out there, that right wing extreme. Why are you going to give up federal land that this country has cherished so much to do a freedom city on there? That sounds like one of those 15-minute cities where people live in a bubble. hives of industry. So we're going to revolve around corporate America because that's where Donald Trump came from. Corporate America. And so what does he put his faith in? Corporate America. Who's been screwing us with wokeism and left-wing nuts? Corporate America. Yeah, who gave us Bud Light? Corporate America. Huh. You know, the one thing he had did say that he was going to unleash the production of domestic energy sources. He was probably going to reopen the Keystone XL, reduce the soaring price of gas and diesel and natural gas, and promote energy security for our friends around the world, probably get out of the World Health Organization again, eliminate the socialist Green New Deal, get rid of them. You know, I just, it's like draining the swamp again. I don't see it. He didn't do it the first time. What makes us all think he's going to do it the second time? And now we got a race heating up, and what's Trump doing? Patting himself on the back. You know, oh, yes, I'm highlighting a survey that shows me ahead of DeSantis by 42 percentage points, so you all dig me. Yeah, see, that's what we're, this is what it's all about now. Who's the most popular? Then you look at these right-wing extremist kinds of things that could come into play if he gets elected, whether or not they're legitimate. Stop and frisk, freedom cities, really? What are we doing here? Mr. Trump, I mean, God, they just indicted you and put handcuffs. No, they didn't do the handcuffs. They could have. And led you into court and made a mockery out of you, accusing you of 34 different things having to do with a stripper. Oh, man. What has this country turned into? I know, you know, hey. Thank God there's some sanity out there. Chance in West Virginia, how are you, sir? What do you think about Joe Manchin voting against some of this garbage this week?
I don't know, Dave. He flip-flopped all over the fish, the water. I can't figure him out. And as far as Trump goes, I mean, he fooled me in 2016, but he'll never fool me again. When will American people, he is not fit to be president. I mean, just look, red flag gun laws, lock up Hillary, he talked about Anchor Baby, the same old spiel he gave in 2016. I mean, this is sickening as far as I'm concerned. It's all a big clown show. You know, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm this whole game, it's such a waste.
Yeah, we're having an issue here with your phone there, Chance. Sorry about that. No, I get this entirely, that it is a game. As a matter of fact, the Republicans are blasting the DOJ again now for its planned lawsuit against the coal empire of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice II, who is mounting a Senate bid against Joe Manchin. And so now they've targeted him and his company, his corporation is now facing a lawsuit. Wow. And the governors of Virginia and West Virginia, by the way, are the latest Republican state leaders to announce deployment of National Guard troops to assist Texas Governor Greg Abbott's border security efforts. To do what? To do what? What are they doing down there? They're sure not turning them away, are they? See, this is what's bugging me. What are they doing? Processing people in? What are they doing? Who's demanding an answer here? Dave in New York, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to point out something that I saw, and you know, lowercase I, you know, observing things and trying to tell people, you know, it's not me, okay? But I was watching, it's either the Department of Tourism for California or something along those lines. And I was watching, and it's only on for a second, okay? But there's a big, gray, demonic entity holding the hands of two little children, leading them along. And, you know, having watched Satanism and the rise of the devil worship and all, you know, Billy Crone and Tom Renz, or, you know, all over this stuff, you know, screaming from the rooftops. But it's there, and it's obvious, you know, I mean, once you stop it, I mean, it's very obvious to see, okay? But, you know, Satanism is going to be the number one religion in the United States for a short while, because I think it is already. Only people don't realize that they're serving and how they're serving. And so, you know, there was a teacher on from one of the states this morning, you know, who found a book in a library, and it's got, you know, sexual type things in it, you know, showing kids how to do this or that. And, you know, she's got their screen. She'll probably get fired or something. Okay. And, you know, it's a time we're in. Now, when you keep saying the spirit of fear, I'm not going for that. Okay. We know they're trying to get rid of us, okay, one way or the other. But the spirit of fear is not supposed to be part of it. I mean, I know you want to get scared. Well, you know, but that's not how the Bible, you know, portrays it, because you get to hear things, you know, hopefully like what I just said, that might, somebody that's sitting on the fence, you know, you're on the wrong side. There is no line between the two, you know, it's for or against. There's no middle ground. And, I don't know. I hope I helped somebody, and I guess I will talk to you later, Dave, unless you want to ask me
hopefully
something.
Hopefully you did too. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, Dave. We appreciate it. Keith in Oklahoma, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. I had a question for you. I don't have this person's name, but there was a video podcast I was listening to while I was working yesterday. You'd mentioned earlier corporate America, and this guy that was speaking in this video, I had never thought about this or considered this, but he was talking about, you know, Target, Anheuser-Busch, and, you know, and all the, you know, the things that they're promoting. And he was saying that these big corporations like Target and Anheuser-Busch, he named several others, but are receiving funding from, you know, groups like, I don't know, Davos, World Economic Forum, to push these agendas. So I guess what he was getting at was, he said he doesn't, that these corporations don't care if they're losing business or customers, because they're being funded to promote these ideas, which in turn, you know, creates the wealth gap even further, where, you know, like, say, the delivery driver for the beer, and, you know, so, you know, he loses his job, and, you know, and the separation gap gets bigger and bigger. Have you heard anything like this? It was news to me. It kind of makes sense, but I don't know how to verify that. Have you heard anything like that?
Well, we did talk about yesterday about $200,000 being given to various groups and entities by these types of left-wing organizations to promote it. But past that point, I knew Soros was connected to all of the 76 or whatever number of attorneys general there were in each of these counties across the United States, especially in the major cities. This was a big problem in my book, because, see, we continue to play in 8% of the game, and I'm talking about Wall Street. As long as the common man is invested in Wall Street, the corporations are going to ignore. Now, if every investor on Wall Street pulled their money out and there was a massive sell-off, what it would do is send a signal, because, see, Soros is making money off of Wall Street. It's a rich man's game. And if there's any way to identify and find out where Soros is making his money and cut it off like the head of the snake, we should be able to get somewhere and send a message to him that, look, we don't want you here. We don't want your ilk here. We are going to put our foot down. I mean, I understand what you're saying about the fact that the big corporations don't care. But the thing is if you stop buying all their products and you stop shopping there, at some point in time, they're going to become so unpopular, it's not going to matter how much money George Soros throws at them to keep them in business. The lights can stay on for so long. I mean, what's Soros going to do, run out of money? I mean, pretty soon he's going to go, well, this isn't working. He'll just give up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's hard to say. Yeah. You cut off the head of the snake by finding out where his money is and going after it and stopping it, shutting it off. That's why I got out of the markets. You know, I got out of the markets 3 years ago. Yeah. I just said, this is wrong. What we're doing here.
Yeah, I got out. I took mine out about 3 months ago. And it was, you know, of course, you know, my financial advisor, you know, he tried everything he could do to convince me to do it. But yeah, I did the same thing.
Oh, yeah, they can't make that commission. Yeah, Keith, they can't make that commission if you take your money out. Boy, oh, boy.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Have a good day.
Keith, do you feel freer now?
Well, yes, I'm free in my mind and spirit. Yes, I am.
That's all right. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Patrice in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on.
So last night I was listening to the Jeff Rentz show, and he has this guest that she's like an astrologer, comes up with this crazy stuff. But the reason I'm calling in is to tell you what this stuff she was spewing that was QAnon related. She claims it isn't, but it's the same thing. They claim, and they is this, you know, has to be some type of controlled resistance like the government, that Donald Trump is actually in control of our military.
Okay, let me stop you there, Patrice. Was his guest Judy Byington by chance?
No.
Okay, because she came out with an update about the Restored Republic, saying that as of June 1st, the latest video, you know, is going to be shown on this RestoreRepublic.com. Emergency broadcast system activation across the world expected at any time.
It was part of that.
It was part of that.
And it was, and there's going to be tribunals in Gitmo starting June 1st through June 26th of all these people. And Jeff Rentz was just like, you're full of it. You're delusional. Get off this. And he's like, I'm not killing the messenger, but this stuff you're feeding people. And her source supposedly is this guy who was part of, you know, intelligence operation and got out soon after 9/11, but still is friends with somebody in the intelligence agency. And, you know, this is the real deal, and this is where this stuff comes from, and blah, 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 blah. But the point being that how many people, conservatives, I guess that we would say that we kind of relate to, people who got set up on January 6th, believe this?
Uh-huh. I know. Exactly. That's what I've been trying to...
How many people...
fell for it. It's like, Patrice, how many people fell for the jab, you know? How many conservative people said, oh, well, the government said so?
You know some of them fell for the jab.
Sure,
you know
they did.
That because Donald Trump is the father of the vaccine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Boy,
we got the left who's delusional, and then these people that we're associated with are even more delusional, and we in the middle are accused of being this far-right delusional.
Yeah, well, we're also on the Jeff Rentz lineup, so, you know,
Rentz Radio does
carry us. So I thank God, Jeff, for you. I appreciate you telling this woman where to get off.
He called her out. He just said, I think her name's like Madeline or something like that. She's going to be on again tonight.
Oh, my. Yeah,
on
well, see,
show.
I know. Here's the thing about this pomp and circumstance about Trump is really the president, and that they're going to start trials at Gitmo, and they're going to round up all the congressmen and round up his cabinet the Q quantum financial systems is going to activate universal language for global financial networks to communicate with each other. I mean, this is the garbage that we're getting, and that we're not going to need the electrical grid as Tesla free energy would take over. I mean, like, come on. You know, you have a 10-day food supply in hand to prepare for supply chain disruption. The military will be handing out food and supplies to those who need months' supply of food and water, fuel, cash. I mean, you can only go so far when people go, all right. See, just like Jeff did. All right, come on. Really? Seriously? I don't think this is going to work. And I know, Patrice, that it's just frustrating to listen to some of the people coming on here. I remember as a young child, I was watching the Joe Pine show before my dad turned it off. I don't know if you remember Joe Pine from way back when, but he had a guy on there that was claiming that the big toe was going to take over the world. And my dad is going, that's it. Click, turn the TV off. Time for bed. We appreciate your call, Patrice. Oh, my. Now, you remember me talking about, while we have a few minutes left here in the show, about the judge in New York City that has ordered two lawyers in their law firm to show cause why they shouldn't be sanctioned for submitting a brief with citations to fake cases, thanks to research by ChatGPT. All right. Now, here's the thing. ChatGPT assured Schwartz, Stephen A. Schwartz of Levito, Levito, and Oberman, been practicing law in New York for more than 30 years. See, now the judge is finding out because Mr. Schwartz, who's facing sanctions, said that ChatGPT did all the research and it assured him that the cases that were cited were real and can be found in reputable legal databases such as LexisNexis and Westlaw, which, by the way, these are according to queries and answers Schwartz submitted to the court. And he wrote down in his affidavit, in his show cause affidavit, he never utilized ChatGPT as a source for conducting legal research prior to this occurrence, and therefore was unaware of the possibility that its content could be false. This is what I've been warning everybody about the use of in our legal system, is ChatGPT, because literally if this AI has the potential to start a nuclear war, what in Hades are we relying on it for? People, oh, well, I used it to write a term paper and I got an A+. Well, maybe it was because your person who was reviewing it was liberated and decided, since they were woke and you looked woke to them, that they were going to give you that A+. We don't know. What we do know is that if Mr. Schwartz is one classic example, and all these major law firms like Levito, Levito, and Oberman are using ChatGPT to draft their legal pleadings, this system is in real trouble. I mean, I already thought we were in real trouble, but this really ices the cake, doesn't it? In the Second Amendment review of things, Polk County Sheriff in Florida, Grady Judd, one of my heroes out there on recent violence, gun violence involving kids, he said that his county is not going to tolerate this. Last Thursday, the sheriff's office arrested a 15-year-old after he was accused of attempting to rob a McDonald's employee at gunpoint. The week before, investigators say 13-year-old Wesley Damas shot a Lakeland police officer. They say he was with two other teens, and they believe the incident started with a gang-related shooting. And, of course, Sheriff Grady Judd said, "We're not going to allow you to shoot at each other, period, while you're running wild in the street. We're going to do what your mom is at home is praying for. And that's to lock you up and keep you alive rather than working, than us working an investigation where you're dead in the street. We got every layer of law enforcement on this task force. We're locking people up. I think we've already taken 40-something guns off the streets already." Polk County residents say they want to see more positive activities for children to get involved in because they don't want a smaller number of people to have a negative impact on the entire community. And see, that's what this is all about. But Grady Judd, hero in a sense of Florida Sheriff's Association, of which I'm a member, said that if these Antifa people come to your door and kick your door in, you shoot them, you take them out. See, this is the kind of right thinking about defending yourself. That's the stand your ground law, by the way. Between him and Bob Galtieri, Pinellas County Sheriff, I mean, the two of them are on the right track. You know, if you're defending yourself, they're going to let you, if you had to shoot somebody, they're going to let you go. They're not going to prosecute you, unlike a lot of other sheriffs here that don't get it. For those of you who are wondering what Adam Data is doing in this day and age, well, oh, you're going to love this news. Home mortgage lending across the United States has fallen to more than a 20-year low in the first quarter. Believe it or not, 1.25 million mortgages secured by residential property were originated in the first quarter of this year, the lowest point since late 2000 when the show started. That figure was down 19% from the fourth quarter of 2022, marking the eighth quarterly decrease in a row. Less and less people are borrowing money. The ongoing sharp decline in residential lending resulted from another round of downturns in both refinance and purchase loan activity, as well as a second straight quarterly drop-off in home equity lending, Why? Interest rates. See, you can point a finger at the Fed and say, you're the one doing this. Amazon employees, by the way, 300 of them, walked out of the Seattle company's headquarters to highlight their concerns over recent layoffs and a demand by the company that you have to return to the office to come to work. And the company's environmental impact, of course. Now they're saying more than 2,000 Amazon employees worldwide walked off the job after 1 p.m. Pacific time, of which 1,000 of them gathered next to the Spheres, the landmark entrance to the online tech giant Seattle headquarters. Wow. And there's a study out now that says the carbon footprint of lab-grown beef orders of magnitude worse than ranching. That's right. In other words, cows farting has absolutely zero to do with whatever else is happening with this lab-grown beef nonsense we're trying to tell you is dangerous. There you have it. Well, we didn't cover all of the stories today in our broadcast, but hey, they're all there on our newsletter, which you can get by going to thepowerhour.com. Dave Krieger with you. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless what's left of the United States of America.
And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.